Governor Gary Herbert says in the last 2 years, the state has made strides in funding public education. However, he says because of a growing student population, Utah continues to claim the title for lowest per pupil spending and has the largest class sizes in the nation. In addition, the high school dropout rate is 19%. Despite few resources, Herbert says there is work to be done.
The fact remains that to achieve the 66 by 2020 goal that the Governor's Education Excellence Commission set in 2010 and the state legislature approved by resolution this past legislative session, we must increase the number of degrees and certificates we award by 4% each and every year.
Right now, 43% of Utah adults have college degrees or certificates. Herbert's goal is to raise that number to 66 in the next 7 years. In order to achieve this goal, the governor has tasked Utah public schools with getting 90% of third graders proficient in reading and math and achieving a 90% high school graduation rate. State School Superintendent Martel Minlove says with those goals in mind, the State Board of Education is asking for additional money to help teachers improve instruction, reduce class sizes, and pay for a new initiative to address graduation rates.
Even the very best system cannot consider itself to be successful if we continue to have a significant number of our students fail classes, have negative experience, and eventually drop out. This is an area where we can and must do a better job.
Herbert says it's going to require real effort, real determination, and some sacrifice.
Certainly, it will take more resources. However, it would be a mistake to think that money is the cure-all for every educational ill.
Herbert says the number of degrees and certificates awarded in Utah has increased in the last year, but it's still unclear whether it's moving faster than the population is growing. Whitney Evans, KUER News.